U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions cites the Bible when separating families at the border. All right, so this is why this matters. This matters because our Attorney General, the person who, I want you to think of the Attorney General as the nation's lawyer. All right. So this is the person who looks at the Constitution and really supposed to really understand the Constitution. Well, one thing that we all understand is that there is a separation of church and state. All right. And because there's a separation of church and state, we must understand that God's commandments, God's laws, if you will, the Holy Bible, the Quran, whatever book, whatever religion that you ascribe to, no one religion is above the other. Okay? No one religion is above the other. And so if no one religion is above the other, who's to say that my religion ascribes to what Jeff Sessions' religion says? Okay? Let's say I'm a Wicca. Right. So if I'm part of the Wicca religion, I'm not, by the way, that has nothing to do with it. Right. So now what you're doing is you're saying that your religion is more important than what I believe. That's not good. That's not good. Moreover, he also went on to say, He also went on to say that criticisms of his move, his Justice Department moves as it relates to illegal immigrants, or I should say undocumented immigrants, is not fair, not logical, and some are contrary to plain law. Now, this is what pisses me off about that. Contrary to plain law. What Attorney General Sessions does not understand is there are times in our country where the laws do not fit general sentiment. The laws do not fit general sentiment. And good men, or I should say men of good conscience, must be led by their conscience to do the right thing, despite the laws. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Does he have a conscience? Trump wants Americans to sit up at attention when he begins to speak. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Right out of his mouth, the President of the United States wants Americans to sit up at attention when he speaks. In Washington, President Donald Trump on Friday defended his warm praise of Kim Jong-un, saying his newfound affinity for the North Korean dictator was making Americans safer. At the same time, Trump expressed esteem for the forced deference North Koreans show for their leader and joked he wished my people or his people would do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but in this democracy, there are very few things that we have to do to the President of the United States. Yes, we must stand when the President enters the room. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That is all. That is the only protocol that the President of the United States is given in our democracy. That's it. Not even written into law. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry. And you must address him as Mr. President. Okay? That's it. You do not have to stand at attention. You do not have to give him eye contact. Slowly but surely, our democracy is descending. It is descending. It is becoming more and more authoritarian. Our Congress is not stopping this. I fear for us.
This could simply be a blip in our history, or it could signal the end. I want you to think about this. In Rome, all it took was one leader who was elected by a republic. I don't know if you understand this, but our country is a republic. It's a democratic republic. So was Rome. All it took was one leader to make that one empire fall. Think about it.